from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
TK, Trista Crick, we're talking about championship players. We'll get you involved in that conversation. But you are live from...
Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
She back in Portland, Dame. She back in Portland.
He's been doing this
Portland
all day.
Be kind of killing it, though.
Yo, I mean, I'm saying, I went up there one time when Rasheed was there. Rasheed was my guy. I went up there with Rasheed one time. Yo, I'm going to let you finish. Hold on, man. I'm going to let you finish. But Mace. Hey, bro, why you act like Bonzi not your man?
They didn't want me to do Harlem World. That's what I'm saying.
Well, look, Mace, look. I'm just going to be real. You know that when you came up there, it was one of them things where you knew Harlem World going into Portland. I had this one chick that I was messing with in Portland. She was cool or whatever the case may be. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. I told Trayvon not to just do all that, but he didn't listen to me. But you know, Murda. You know, when you was in Portland, Bonzi told you, like, yo, do Harlem World. I was the one. I told you, like, do what you do. You need to listen. But they didn't really listen. I told Trayvon. He didn't listen, too. And Mo, stop. I'm not trying to hear that Ohio stuff today, bro. I ain't hearing it, bro. You doing all that Ohio stuff, bro. I ain't here for all that today. I'm just saying.
You just don't know when to say when. He's been doing this all day long. It's like he's working on these impressions in case we meet Cam and Mace. He wants to be able to bring these out.
My mom loves them. My mom loves them. She was like, it's so fun. It's so funny when Kenny does the.
Oh, don't. Oh, God.
Hey, shout out Mama Crick. You know, big ups to Mama Crick. She knows what it. Mama Crick. You know what it is.
Right. I'll be in Vegas tomorrow, though.
Ooh. There we
go. Yeah, y'all don't want to miss tomorrow's episode of It Is What It Is.
Thursday's.
We'll record, I'm sorry.
Yeah, record Wednesday for Thursday.
Okay, very good.
Hey, so, hope this migraine goes away. I've had a migraine for 24 hours.
Ooh, that's
so
no good.
Not okay.
That's
not
good.
Let's hope it's gone by tomorrow.
I saw one of the. I had to tell. I don't know if Trista saw this one, but I saw in the comments. somebody said, that's not stat baby, that's statistical lady.
That's funny.
I did see that.
They said she gentrified the show. She came in and gentrified the show.
Man.
Did you do your other show yesterday?
I'm off work. I am off BetMGM tonight for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we did Summer League, and then we now are on vacation with Mama Crook. Then we'll be back. We'll be back to work, I think, on the 7th of August.
Time for the Hall of Fame game.
Just in time for preseason football.
Exactly. Great job, by the way, man. Great job on It Is What It Is, mm-hmm. man. That was dope to see. That was dope to see.
It has been in the works, like I kind of teased on you guys' show back in April. And it's one of those things where when you see the DM that comes in from someone like Cameron, well, actually just Cameron, period. You just can't really, you check the profile, like you think maybe it's a spoof. And then I went and saw the recording two Thursdays ago. And it was really funny because, like, you know, Mace didn't really talk to me at first. He was kind of like, you know, being very professional, just went into the studio, came out. And then once Cam introduced us, like, hey, Trista, she's the content creator I was telling you about. He was like, oh, okay, hey. And then we ended up getting dinner the next Wednesday. He's like, hey, why don't you come to the studio tomorrow? I'm like, okay, sounds good. And I had no idea that I was going to be on the show. He called me the day of and was like, he's like, yo, listen, so Stat can't make the show today. You want a guest host? I was like, yeah, I do. That sounds great. Perfect. And he was like, yeah, so you're the host, though. Like, you're not the analyst. Just know, like, just you're the host. Just keep it on the tracks. So I was like, perfect. I'll say as little or as much as you want. He's like, oh, no, we'll ask you your opinions, though. You've got good opinions, so. And I'm like, so that's kind of not 100% hosting, but whatever. Again, whatever you guys want me to do, I'm totally down to do. So, yeah, and then I saw Mace before the show. He came in a little early, and he was like, listen, I told Killa, don't hold back on me now. I heard you. I heard you're kind of ruthless. So I won't hold back.
Did a good job.
Yeah, you fit right in.
The only thing that I was very surprised from that debut episode from Trista Crick. You ain't never seen Hoop Dreams?
Never seen Hoop Dreams. Oh, that's crazy to me.
Wow. I agree with Cam on that. That might be the best. It gets dicey because it's a doc and not a movie and stuff right. like that. But it's as far as just like movie doc, basketball, that's number one with a rocket. Like it's not even, to me, it's not even close. Hoop Dreams is amazing.
You think Paul George is a championship player?
Ooh. I guess it depends on the context. Because I think Paul George can win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paul George plays winning basketball. I don't think he's like a, I wouldn't call him like a Zach LaVine type. But I don't think Paul George is the number one or number two option on a championship team. I think that's way too much pressure for Paul George. I think mentally, and I've made a lot of jokes in the past. Some have gone a little too far on Paul George. But, like, the thing about Paul George right now, and maybe things have changed or maybe things will change, but I don't think his mental is set up to be the guy. And this is what he said, like, just the other day. I think it was just yesterday where he said he wants to have the ball in clutch moments to take the pressure off of Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. And it's like, I don't think that's really where you're best. I don't think you, with the ball in your hand with the minute left, is where you thrive or succeed, because we've seen what you've done in those moments before, and when the pressure gets intense, you do not rise to the occasion. You crumple like a piece of paper and that I throw into my garbage can and yell Kobe. Like, that's Paul George. So I think he'd be a fine Tobias Harris option. Like, I think he's that. He's much better than Tobias Harris as a talent. But I don't think you say, okay, when it's time for us to get a bucket we're giving the ball to Paul George.
I don't disagree. I don't, especially at this point in his career. I do think the thing that always sticks with me about Paul George is the one time, actually kind of two times, because when he was young Paul George in Indiana, they got to the conference finals, right? And it kind of pushed Miami a little bit or whatever the case may be. So there's a couple times there. But the one time when the chips were down, he stepped up to the plate. When Kawhi goes down in that series against Utah, it looked like it was all bad. He leads them to a victory against Utah. Pushed Phoenix to six. Like he played very well, and you could say he was the reason why all that happened. Now, hearing your response to him, you could probably make the argument one of the reasons why that happened is because it was probably all the pressure in the world was off of him at that point. Like once Kawhi went down there, like, you guys are finished. You don't have any shot. And he was able to play loose and he played really well. And maybe that's why he had that type of success, because it didn't mess with his mentals at that time.
And I think that it's a really fine line.
Well, can't I don't know if Cam got him or Mace got him. No, TK, your screen is just black.
Let me take this Wi-Fi.
No, there you are. There,
clearly the Wi-Fi is just broken. Is it? Am I losing you guys, or are you guys losing me?
We lost you. No, we full on lost you. You fell into the abyss for a moment, but you are back in 4K.
Okay, great. So I think that there's a fine line between caring about how you perform and your legacy and being a competitor, and once it's time to play, trusting what you've put in and playing free. Because I think that this happens in all of our professions, is that people get so caught up in wanting to do well and what people are going to say and what happens if I don't do well, that they play worse than they would have if they just forgot about that. And that's a really, really hard thing to do. And I think for me personally, like, the thing that I have realized I do best and why I do best on radio is because I don't care at all about sports radio. I could care less if I ever went on again. I really enjoy being on. And if they take me off, it impacts my life in no way. Like, I've never cared about this. So that freedom to say what you want to say and do what you want to do is really liberating. And I think that's what some athletes do really well and some do not. Kobe was incredible at that. He trusted all the work that he put in. And when it came down to it, he felt free. And he talked a lot about it post-retirement as well. And I think Paul George just needs to forget about the outcome. He just needs to hoop, because he's one of the most talented players we've ever seen in terms of all the different things that he can do on a basketball court. There's a reason that young players like that are just coming into the league right now call Paul George their GOAT. But I think he just mentally cares just a little more than he should care.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I agree with that. It's not the exact thing, but what they say, paralysis by analysis, like the more you think about it, it just paralyzes you, essentially. It terrifies you.
Put pressure on yourself. You can make the moment bigger than it needs to be. Especially, you know, that's why I think Jokic is so good, is that Jokic has so many other things that he values more than the game of basketball, that when it comes down to it, the pressure is relative. He still has an amazing family and wife and his horses, and there's things that he values so much more that when that fourth quarter comes in a game seven, that's just, it doesn't hold the same weight as it would to other athletes.
And then, you know, Jokic and Paul George, they can just, you know, if they lose the game, they can get on the podium and say, I get to go back to my life and you go back to
You know who that might be? That might be De'Aaron.
De'Aaron is, yeah.
De'Aaron might De'Aaron be has the that type of mindset. Yeah, he might be the my wife, my kids. Like,
that's why De'Aaron's so good.
He's so
in the
free.
Clutch.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
If we if we identify the people who are the best in clutch moments, I think that we will find a common theme with their mentality.
Mm. But Kobe wasn't like that.
Kobe was on
clutch?
But he was on the extreme other end where he made his workouts and dreaming up those
Mamba
scenarios
mentality.
So difficult that he found like the liberation in the fact that nothing is harder than what I put myself through.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
This is easy.
And he talked about that post-retirement, like you have to trust the work that you put in, mm-hmm. you know, and you can't make the moments bigger than they are.
Paul George said that exact same thing at a press conference.
But we don't believe him.
And Shaq and Kenny like murdered him for it.
That's
said the exact same thing. And they presented that video with no context. And Shaq and Kenny Smith just murdered him for it.
Well, and I think that that is worth frying him over when we know how bad he's been in those moments. So it's easy for you to tell us that first of all, I don't believe Paul George thinks that. I don't actually feel in his soul he believes that it's fine. I believe when people were calling him Pandemic P and like making fun of him with hitting that shot off the sideboard.
Mm-hmm.
And there were rumors that Paul George was the Bible, laying between the wall and the bed in a fetal position in the bubble because he was so stressed. I don't think when he says, I don't worry about the outcome, we believe him. Mm. And it's easy to burn him up when his performances in the clutch have been so terrible, relatively speaking.
Who would know that man is lying in a fetal position between them?
Probably the team personnel. Somebody coming to check on them.
Oh,
things always get out. That's the thing that I feel like gets missed. That's terrible. Yeah, remember that? We know that Daniel House is sleeping with that COVID tester.
Well, we knew that.
You know?
That was crazy.
Hey. Well. Did you ever hear
getting it in the bubble?
Did
man.
You ever hear about the special floor in the the weed area?
No, I didn't hear about this one.
Oh, yeah, they had to eliminate any bans. They were like, "Look, if we're going to do this, we can't have any banned substances, so to speak." And yeah, they tore that hotel apart with smoke.
One of the things I thought was funny, too, was like they separated. You think about like, I don't know about y'all, but in my life, there have been moments where I have like looked over and been like, damn, like there's really like there's a real hierarchy here. We all are working this job, but there's a hierarchy. Mm. And you don't think maybe that's happening in the NBA, but like. If you looked at which players and which teams went to which Disney resorts, like the difference between like the low budget Disney resorts and the like ultra high end Disney resorts. Like I remember doing a video breaking down which teams were where and it was like, yep, that tracks. Orlando Magic at the $199 a night hotel.
Makes sense. Not to be too simplistic.
They were at home and still had to go to the $199.
Wasn't it seating? I feel like they did. Like that was part of like seating because there was no home court advantage.
Seeds went like Phoenix went.
Phoenix did go. Yeah,
Phoenix was at top.
Phoenix was undefeated.
Orlando was there. Phoenix was there. There were some teams that were like because they were the Nets were there. There
were the Kings were there. Vlade got fired.
Yeah, Vlade.
Yeah,
Vlade didn't stay at any resort after a while.
Vlade, by the way, you got to watch out for a Vlade drop in on Thursday.
Okay. I know what that means.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Don't miss Thursday's show.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't miss our show, but don't miss
me. Don't miss. And I'm like, I'm going to try. I really will try.
I know you won't miss. You ain't missed.
You there.
Listen, and this is one of those times, guys. I'm not going to tell the whole tea, but this is one of those times where you have to be more Jokic than Paul George. Because you start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
and processing and absorbing this.
Yeah.
Going back to when you were 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And now your heart starts to race a little bit. Can't have that. You have to just be like, this is all, I'm just a content creator. We're just going back, doing our jobs. This is a one-off. I can't be getting nervous.
No. You do a great job of it, though. You do a great job.
Thank you.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
This is now to a new level. I got a call right before you guys called me. And it was like, hey, we've got to go to the studio to do this before we go to the actual studios that we do the show in. So I was like, oh, I didn't even know that that was how it went. Well, thank God, because there'll be multiple takes.
I disagree. I think it's one take.
Yeah, man.
You think it's one take?
One take, TK.
A 32 one taker?
One take tryst. As they call it.
One take tryst and shook one?
Turn me up in my headphones. I just want it to get to the point where, like, when, like, you're either doing this hit from the studio or, well, actually, from what you told me, that's not going to happen. But one day you just, like, FaceTime, like, Mace into the call or Cam into the call. And like.
Oh, I think that's definitely, like, a thing. That's definitely a thing.
And you can do your stupid impression to Cam on himself.
I'm like, yo, killer, what's good, baby? That's what I'm going to tell.
They absolutely love y'all.
I told TK about the one time I interviewed Mace and how it stuck with me, like, for 20 years.
What happened, though?
We were at the world premiere of Get Rich or Die Trying in Las Vegas, the movie. And 50 was holding a junket for radio people to come and interview. You got an interview with 50, and you saw the movie and whatever else you did, but you got an interview with 50, and you know you would see the movie. And he had, like, he did it like it was like five-star treatment. Like you had food, you drinks, like everything was just whatever you wanted. He had a room where he had just dropped the shoes. And they were in, like, this ice sculpture. It's where you went to pick everything up. It's where the food was. Well, Mace was there. Wow. Mace had just signed with G-Unit. And I was like, I had my little mini disc recorder and my microphone. I was like, I'm going to interview Mace. I was like, hey, you got a few minutes? And he was like, yeah, for sure. And so we do, like, I don't know, TK, like a four-minute interview, five-minute interview, whatever it was. And we hang up. I thank him, and he goes, I like your style. That's a good look. I like your style. And that was it. And I sent that interview to TK over the weekend. I was like, that's why Mace always stuck with me, because he showed young pre-second puberty D'Lo like a lot of love in Las Vegas.
D'Lo had a very similar style. Just, you could tell he was just working through some things. It was still a very good interview, though. The questions were great, especially considering you know that that was like an impromptu interview. You hadn't prepped for it. You just saw him. You pulled him aside. To me, those are the most impressive interviews because, you know, we can prep. I mean, prepping is obviously a key piece of what we do. But if you can do it off rip and still get something really good, that's, to me, the gold standard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It ties back into that overthinking again. Like, if we know we have an interview on Friday at 5 o'clock on KSFM, and we've got, you can overthink that. Mm-hmm. Like when Pilo came in on Thursday, we didn't know when he was going to get here, but we knew we had to do it and we had to be quick. And so we weren't really thinking. It was just like, hey, we're live,
pal.
Let's go. And it created a really engaging conversation. But if you think too much about that stuff, you'll wind up in the fetal position between the wall and the bed.
Yeah, like PG-13 or PG-8.
And someone from ESPN will rat it out to the media later. Probably, well, I'm not going to say who, but someone will.
That's one of my greatest flaws, I think, is that I put the interview on a pedestal. Mm. You know, I really feel like that interview could be, like, it has to be so perfect, you know? Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, well, maybe I'll talk to them again. Like, it can be just a regular-ass conversation. I want gold to come out of it, you know, every time. I want, like, the most insightful stories and blah, blah, blah. And so I overthink the questions that I'm going to ask and try to rephrase them. And that's my biggest, probably the biggest part of my mistakes when I'm in this business is that. Mm. BetMGM has helped a lot for that because we don't have enough time to prep for these interviews. Like, Jim Boeheim came on, I didn't know until the day of and until like a couple hours before, and so that was a lot easier for me. But yeah, I think that was what made that Mace interview so good, Damien. It was so natural, and you didn't sound nervous at all. You got to play that on KSFM.
Young goat Damien Barley, 102.5 KSFM. You already.
Yeah, that was when That's when he had the waves popping. He had a little lineup.
The waves for the bay.
I sent her the picture too.
The waves for the bay.
She hit me with a, oh, you look different. I was like, oh, and I kept waiting for like, no, you were cute back then. Nothing. Just no, you look different. I was like, oh.
All right, look.
It's a different style. It's chubby. It's like Damien's. I like this grown man, Damien. No. I like the grown man. I like the way they, you know, the glasses, the hair, you know, you got your little abs popping on Instagram. You're a little heavier then.
I've heard a number of different times, my wife being included, and I didn't know how to take it at first, but it's all good. It's okay. And like, you are a much more handsome man than you were young man. Like, she tells me all the time, you're a handsome man.
But that's a man thing. That's the best part of being a man.
I like it.
Is you get better. You, like, women, outside of myself, because I think I'm aging like wine.
I see you.
In some ways. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think I look better at 38 than I did 28. But that's money. Mm. Like, that's money and like Damien said, skincare and water and, like, a healthier lifestyle. Like, I think if I was doing what I'm doing at 27, I'd probably look better. But men in general, like, get better with age.
I mean, it can't. Some be falling off, though. You know, the Pretty Rickys from high school, you know, Pretty Ricky, what they call them.
Yeah.
And then you see him at 35, and it's like, well, he didn't fell off. He didn't gain a bunch of weight. And it's not. So,
sure.
You know what? That's natural. That's natural athleticism versus working on your game to get better. Like, right. People like me had to work on my game to get better. Like, that's what it was. And then I earned a few contracts along the way. Was able to. That's what it is. You could tie this back to sports very easily.
I had to grind.
Those guys relied on their athleticism, and once it burned out.
That's it.
They were cooked.
They were eating McDonald's, you know, messing around with random thoughts.
Trayvon Diggs women, you know.
All of a sudden, you look up and you're like, wow, where did it all go wrong?
The hairline ain't there no more. You know what I mean? It's just kind of gone away. You know, one thing I did realize when we first started talking to you, did you have the Invisalign in?
I think I still had to have it in for the first like year while I was trying to get it set.
Because when I was trying to get a feel for the new person that was coming on, you know, now that Q was leaving, I was listening.
Q was with us for like a day and a half.
That's an evergreen Q comment right there.
But I was I was listening, I think, to BetMGM tonight, and I thought you had a lisp. I was like, oh, lady, she's got a lisp or whatever the case may be.
Lady.
And then get on and, like, obviously you don't hear nothing like that anymore. And I think back, I was like, oh, I think that was just the braces, obviously, because I had to deal with the same stuff. I was like, oh, I guess that was just the braces. It was just something random that I picked up.
A speech impediment would be tough, you know, just to be in our business with with a lisp or some sort of weird hitch. I already feel like when I get kind of excited, my voice ticks up a little bit.
Oh, it definitely does. Yeah, it definitely does.
And that to me is like a big source of it, not insecurity, but definitely like I wish it didn't do that. And on top of that, something for folks to know, when we get into a crowded space, me, anyone, and I'm in a crowded space, my voice won't cut through the noise. So I have to over project, and then it'll just then I call my voice like a Maserati, like it's in the shop all the time. Like if I go to a crowded event 2-3 days in a row, I can't talk for the next day. It starts to, you know, you turn the key and it's, you know, that's what it does. That's what it does. So Kenny, when you heard me on BetMGM tonight, because I know you guys were, you told me you're a little suspicious of having me on because of the former employer that I was at. Did you like what? At what point did you guys say, "Hey, we're okay having her on"? Was
I didn't
it like the first hit, or what was it?
I didn't know you from that. I just had known you from BetMGM. So yeah. Any baggage that potentially was there, I didn't have because I didn't know what happened previously. And
I only knew you were there because Danny told me. Danny's like, hey, we're switching something up. We're going to put this girl with you. I think she's going to be really, really good with you guys. And he was like, yeah, it's Trista Crick. I pulled up Trista Crick. I see what I see. And it's like, wait, what? And he was like, no, she left. Like, that's why I think you'll really like her. Like, that's not it. She's not that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, all right, cool.
You know what's crazy is I thought stupidly, dumb. I thought the vibe that I had with Mason Cam was going to be what I was going to get at Barstool. That's why I went there. You know, I thought their dedication to comedy, I thought like the, you know, kind of F around when you're talking about sports, not take yourself too seriously. Mm. And like a big viral audience that really is dedicated. That was what I was hoping for. I just didn't realize how white and frat boy they were. Like, I didn't realize how they would not resonate with my point of view or my sense of humor. And that was very evident starting month one. Mm.
And I think our thing with you was we knew the first hit because the 9-1 video was out and you just like laughed at it and had fun with it. And it was like, okay, this is what, because we were still kind of figuring like our own stuff out at the time. So yeah, no, we knew like right, we knew after the first hit. Like obviously we didn't know it would be this, but we knew, oh, this will work. Yeah, this will absolutely work. Obviously we could have never dreamed it would become.
Me neither. So great. I saw somebody at Summer League at the bar. They were like at the bar in Thomas and Mack with like a Sacramento Kings polo on. I think they work for the team. I don't know what capacity they work for the team. He looks at me and he goes, "You look familiar." And I go, "Well, I can tell you exactly why I look familiar." And he goes, "Why is that?" And I go, "Well, I go on Sacramento radio every Tuesday." And he goes, "Oh, D'Lo and Casey, yeah." And I was like, wow, I didn't know the team was like so into it. It's like, awesome. Can I buy your Diet Coke for you? I'm like,
no. Well, look, that was good. The guy decked out in Kings gear at game one of the playoffs had no idea.
No clue.
No idea about D'Lo and Casey.
Knew exactly who Trista Crick was. No clue who D'Lo and Casey were at the playoffs. In Sacramento.
Trista was trying to tell
Trista,
him.
Trista, literally.
He's like, you're on what show?
Trying to introduce us to a Kings fan at our home arena. Yeah, no, that'll bring you down a couple of notches.
Jackass.
That'll drop your ego down quick.
It's tough. Let me ask you guys, did you guys listen to sports radio growing up?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I used to go to sleep listening to Jim Rome when I was 10, 11 years old.
I listened to radio. I didn't listen to sports talk radio.
Same. Like, I only, and maybe it's just like what we were interested in, but like, I only listened to music when I was, you know, not, when I was listening to anything. If I was not watching TV and watching music videos,
right.
I barely watched like shows. It was like just BET and MTV on, and we would just sit there and watch the videos, and then we would listen to music and record the, you know, record from radio to tape so that we can make our
own record, play, pause.
Yep. So that was never, sports radio was just so foreign to me. And I think that it's like a, I think that's a common thing with people who grew up around and loved music, is that sports radio is just never at the top of the priority. Like, I, it would have been insane to me to want to listen to someone else's opinions about the thing that I already had a defined opinion about.
Now, and I was the opposite. I really, really, really liked music. I loved sports. I love sports. I love sport outside of family. I love sports more than anything. I love sports.
I think I was 6 or 7 years into my career before I ever thought, hey, sports would be interesting. And then I left all of it, and it wasn't until I did it that I was like, oh, I like this.
CM Punk came back home.
That's just you. Well, no, I came back home last year.
Yeah.
I came back home last year when we did the 102.5 show.
Shout out Danny Fry, low-key the GM Jerry West of radio. Just sees things.
Yeah. And I think, too, like, I loved watching the games, and I loved watching, like, you know, the commentators of the game, and I loved Inside Stuff. Loved Inside Stuff with Ahmad Rashad. So
my main man.
Meeting Ahmad Rashad was a big treat for me. So that was, like, a big thing. So sports radio is just never a part of this. Sorry, my mom is in the background trying to get involved, so that's why I might.
Mama, like, Crick, what's going on? Stop. Which impression
I'm
does she want?
I'm trying to tell her she's not supposed to talk. We got to go to break. Well, she's not supposed to talk.
Keep listening, Mama Crick. After the commercial, I'll have an impression for you.
We blew so far past that at this point, it doesn't matter. But TK's playing hurt, so I don't want to keep you. I know you don't probably got to put
an
ice pack on.
No, I mean, you guys are actually, as I'm talking to you, I don't know if you guys know this, and the Chatty House, it's true for you guys as well. This is the best I've felt in 24 hours. Well, talking to you guys actually makes my headache go away, and I was hoping that it would.
That's weird. Usually Kenny gives me a headache, so I'm glad it has the opposite.
Look, there's no need for you to go there.
I mean, one of the things that we have to do right now.
D'Lo and Casey, we've got to understand that, you know, we're really here for each other. That's really what it comes down to.
I hate that I find that Doc Rivers impression so funny.
Now, Kenny, when did you start doing impressions?
Oh,
I don't know. I'm an only child. You spend a lot of time talking to yourself, formulating thoughts for yourself. Those things happen. I don't know. I was probably 14, 15. I don't know.
Brother's coming to the studio on Friday.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your brother look like?
Y'all will get it. I'll save that. Y'all will get a good laugh out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all will get.
Is he like a brother that has like the same genetics, or like is he like Brandon Ingram's brother, where like you don't even?
I don't even know that reference. I gotta look up Brandon Ingram's brother.
I'll tell you guys the story real fast. So I interviewed Brandon Ingram. This is how I know Brandon Ingram's not a fit for the Sacramento Kings. Like, at all. You're happy you don't have him. He'd be an incredible
player Ingram
on the court, but, like, Brandon Ingram. So I interview him at 8 a.m. on a Friday in L.A. after his rookie year. There's, like, this knee brace company that he's aligned with, and they have given us a one-on-one with him as a part of the commercial that he was shooting. So I talk with him. He's definitely high at 8 a.m., which is like, I'm fine with that, I guess. But like, his comments are so slow. Like, his responses are terrible. He's blitzed out of his mind. But he's got his brother with him. His brother is probably 5'8", maybe 5'10", and like 300 pounds. Like, you know, like, man, completely opposite. And he's like, and he's rebounding for Brandon Ingram. And I'm like, who's this, your friend? He's like, no, that's my little brother. I'm like, no way, that's your brother. He's like, yeah, that's my brother. I'm like, how? He's not the same skin tone. He's not the same height. He's not the same weight. He's not the same demeanor. Nothing. So I asked Brandon, can you do some dunks for us for this B-roll, like layups, dunks? He's like, nah. I'm a gunner.
Oh, snap.
What did you say? Nah, I'm a gunner. Only gunning. And I said, so you're only going to shoot from three? Yup. No dunks, no layups. That's all I got. And I'm like, okay. The interview didn't even run. It was so bad.
No.
All I could think about was Brandon Ingram's brother being so drastically different from him.
That's hilarious. I don't even think I knew Brandon Ingram had a brother.
I didn't. I don't know why I would, but I didn't know.
Can you see it online? Do they have photos of it?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. I think I found one where the one in the orange, the burnt orange jacket. Is that the one you're looking at? I think that's his
brother. Yeah, I got that one. Yep. Yeah, and that would perfectly describe what Trista was just talking about.
Speaking of a receipt. How funny was that Devin Carter came out about the black Air Force Ones?
It was even funnier when we looked up the price of Supreme Air Force Ones and they were like $150. Like, we're not sure what Devin Carter is trying to accomplish with that line of I only wear Supreme black Air Force Ones. But I mean, salute. It's odd. It's odd. It's odd. I think Tristan.
That's what the asshole, correct? And he goes, yes. And I said, so the upper is black. The outsole is black. So they look like steel security guard shoes, correct?
Yeah.
And he was like, but they're Supreme. And I'm like, I don't think you're getting it at
so,
all.
So he wasn't having none of it. Like, he wasn't like, you crazy though. But
I don't know anything about Devin Carter's background, but he was not effing with my energy at all. Like, whatever I had going on, he did not find to be entertaining or funny or enjoyable. He was like, get out of here with this. It could have been like, I've heard this so many times, I do not want to hear it again.
And for whatever reason, he's really passionate about this black Air Force thing.
Well, his dad was an NBA player, so maybe he doesn't even understand black Air Force energy.
His dad was a tough dude.
He was.
His dad was a tough dude.
That doesn't mean he's tough.
Well, I would think. Well, he looks tough when he plays. Like
he
the
does.
Film, the
he
film
does.
Looks tough. And then I
for our sake, I hope he is.
I just don't know. I don't know why he was so offended by that. That's supposed to be like I was saying earlier, Trista. What's the alternative? You're a crispy white Air Force guy. Is that soft? Is that a little finesse? Is that how you want to be looked at?
Like I told him, this is a compliment. And maybe he's like, well, I don't want to be known as the guy that does the dirty work because those guys aren't stars and I want to be a star. It's like, but bro, you went to Providence, okay? Like, you're in the Big East. You're wearing all black Air Forces.
Can you refresh our memory on another part of that story? Because I might have told it in a way that didn't actually happen. Did he tell someone to go get him a drink in the middle of your conversation?
Yeah, he did. Okay. Hey, go get me a drink.
Yo, this guy, low. I don't tolerate the disrespect, but it's kind of funny. This guy's getting a little funny right here. Telling somebody to go get him a drink.
In the middle of, like, also slapping somebody down. And I told him the craziest thing, though, is he must not care about sports radio either. Because when I said, listen, I'm like a third member of the only legit Sacramento sports radio show and channel in Sacramento. It was like, okay. And it's like, no, I don't think you really understand that, like, you're new to this space.
Yeah, new kid.
And like, I'm not saying my opinion matters a lot, but it doesn't not matter at all, So, like, treating me like...
Yeah, no, Devin Carter will be eviscerated until further notice. Like, he got smoked with D'Lo and KC until he doesn't.
Like, I know it's all cute. I got my little chains on or whatever, but, like, I'm a petty bitch, okay? You were a part of getting rid of a person I loved on this Kings team, Davion Mitchell. Like, so we already are off to a bad start with this. And he was a gentle soul and nice every time I saw him. And you're kind of the opposite right now.
You're ready to get lost.
Did you see when Crandall got a hold of one of Trista's tweets?
No,
did not. I didn't see this.
Which one did he get a hold of?
So let's set the stage for Trista.
Oh, man.
Jim Crandall was a sports anchor here, but he was like for like 40 years. Right?
Sacramento legend.
Yeah.
Sacramento legend.
He's I'm sure, well into his 60s and beyond, maybe.
60s to play it safe.
60s. And he's on Twitter, but he's notorious on Twitter. For like it wouldn't it the most Jim Crandall thing would be to tweet right now that Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race. Like he's a few days late, and he came across, he retweeted something. I think it was your breakdown of DeMar, and like you were conveying excitement about DeMar DeRozan, and Crandall quote tweets it. Something like, I don't know who this lady is, but this is a really entertaining, this is a cute little rant or something like that. And, of course, the chatty house get like, yeah, that's Trista Crick. She's on every week for like the last 4 years. And I don't think he knows how the replies work. So he just kind of left them there. But Crandall got a hold of your DeMar DeRozan video and the chatty house had some fun with it.
He was like, oh, I don't know where this young lady came from, but these are salient points.
That sounds about
That's
right.
That's about right. Yeah.
Sacramento legend. Right. Sacramento legend.
Legend for sure.
Yes.
He's a legend for sure. Yeah. Not the best at social media, but he's been around for a while.
But listen, not everybody can be. Even Magic Johnson.
Wow. That's got
to
be.
He has enough money to hire someone to do this. It's now become like a... It's now become almost like a thing, like a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Magic.
We don't want Magic to tweet any other way, but every time I see it, I'm like, yep, that's from Magic Johnson's account.
If Magic ever tweeted like an actual point, Like, I'd be like, what is this?
Like, settle down.
Who hacked Magic? Like, who hacked? Magic's Twitter account is essentially like a box score. It's just the first sentence of the
tough
AP
loss
lead address.
From my Commanders today.
Magic impression.
They lost 35-10 and had 5 turnovers. If we want to win, we've got to take care of the football.
That's it.
That's the end of the tweet.
Yep. That's why you're not getting on TNT, Magic. Like, serve absolutely zero purpose.
Magic did have multiple analyst jobs, which is still funny to this day. Whose game is it? It's Michael Jordan's game.
No. They're talking about replacing Chuck with him, and I'm like, no, we can't. We cannot do that.
No,
that would be like going from like cookies and cream to like vanilla. You know, we can't have that.
Man, it's just not in the cards. It's just not in the cards.
We are locked in to it is what it is. We cannot wait for Thursday.
Killer.
Thursday's gonna be a trip, guys.
Y'all gotta.
It's gonna be a trip.
Tap in Thursday. Yeah, it is what it is. It drops before our show drops. Not only will you be able to see what we're talking about, you'll be able to see it in full. And we're excited to see what may happen next.
It'll
with
be Cam Mace and Statistics Lady.
Statistics Lady. Good thing my boss is on vacation this whole week.
Wow, imagine that. Imagine that. We love you, TK. Hope you feel better.
Love you guys.
Thank you, TK.
That's Trista Crick. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. We'll
TK FaceTimed me for my birthday. I picked up the FaceTime this time.
That's a shoot. Yeah. Yep, that's a shoot. I was with him when that happened. And then he launched into a 20-minute Cam and Mace impression. So,
Yo, we got to go to break, man.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Right. It's Sacramento Sports Leader.
Yep, thank you.
It's ESPN 1320. I like your style.
I'm sorry. this push notification got my attention. Well done, Bleacher Report. Says Josh Allen's new chain. Oh, that's a nice chain. That's a nice chain. It's a heart. It looks like a heart. Oh, I needed to see Josh Allen's new chain. Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, big dog?
You already? Oh man, just vibing, man. Waiting for this. What's that? The 1,000th show, bro. That's gonna be crazy, though.
Yes, August 21st. Yes, sir.
Indeed.
For sure. Give me a minute, Jesse. Hey, Kenny, how was your birthday yesterday, bro? Was it good?
It was all good, man. I was blessed, man. I had a good time. Good time with good people, family, and everything, man. So it was all good.
For sure. I'm just taking it light today, bro. Like no Kings, no Niners. I guess BA. You know what I mean? Reported. He still won his money. I'm not really mad at him, but he said, I'm going to show up. Check it out. Hey, and D-Lo, I didn't know that dude was black, bro. Me and my wife was laughing at that. That song you was just singing, pour me a double shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
Black, bro.
He was on Beyonce's album.
Bro, I didn't listen. I didn't go that deep into it. I just heard the song, and I was like, okay, this is a cool little get, right? The whole time, bro, I thought, listen, I did not think bro was black, bro. Can you see? It blew my wig. I said, are you serious?
Yeah, man, he out there doing his thing.
Black country, I heard he didn't want to go that deep into him, but it's like
I heard another song that he did. It's cool. I actually like
him, and I think you said this. We'll say this on this show. We won't say it on the other one. I don't like the version of the song we play with the Jaquan beat. It feels like unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I get it, but I don't. But the song by itself, it's a cool record. Like him as an artist, he's pretty dope.
Yeah. He's doing his thing too, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I salute that for sure, man. So
he might be out here relatively soon. Mm-hmm. We're Complex and I were working on some things yesterday. We'll see what happens, but
okay.
We got a couple of things that could be popping off over the next month that y'all gotta tap in for.
Stay with us, man. Come on.
But
man.
So the gist of the call was he didn't know Shaboozy was black.
Pretty much. Well, just because he just wanted to hang out.
No, that's fine. It's vibes. Ain't no wrong with that. Hey, you know,
You know. I was thinking yesterday a little bit more about that meteorite situation, and the more I think about it, the more that was just the save face from TNT. They can't match because
because
we're talking about the dollar figure.
Show everyone we tried.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can make it work with the dollar figure, but we wondered why the NBA was so, like, went through with everything with the other partners and all this other stuff and seemed so confident that it wouldn't fall through with TNT matching. It's because they can't match the streaming aspect of it.
Yeah.
Max, Warner, all this other stuff, they can't match Amazon with the streaming stuff, and they couldn't match broadcasting with the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Warner knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to go out there and do some stuff. And then the other thing about it is that, like, we didn't even pay attention. They started spending money once the NBA was gone. TNT did.
Once they thought they were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it on the tennis? They get the French Open.
And they got college football.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure maybe they've got another $1.8 billion to do it. But
not according to Bill Simmons, who said they're cash poor.
that was still harsh. That was very harsh.
He might not be wrong, by the way, because that's been the thing is, like, what can Warner Brothers really afford to do? Mm-hmm. Well, clearly they got money somewhere, mm-hmm. because they purchased the rights that you just referenced there a moment ago.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the end game for them, though? Like, matching, knowing that they can't fulfill.
So knowing that the NBA keeps them out, knowing that they can't actually match what's in the contract, but I think you could have saved face by bowing out gracefully.
Maybe.
And this the thing that's tough for me, when the one thing that's kind of given me a hiccup in your theory, which I think there's validity to, but I can't get over them starting that third paragraph with the word regrettably. And I think, if I remember the sentence correctly, regrettably, the NBA has chosen to, you know, do whatever they wrote.
Well,
it's like, this feels contentious.
Well, it's almost, the way I look at that is, you can say whatever you want because you know it's over. So you can put in little regrettablys and little stuff like that.
Bow out gracefully, man.
Or,
come on, man, you have a 40-year history or whatever, 30 years. Bow out gracefully.
Do you want to bow gracefully, or do you want to say, hey, I tried, we tried?
Everyone knows you tried. Like, hey, we don't have the, like, we're working with Max right now to change the perception of our streaming, you know, capabilities. Like, we'll be in full force for the French Open or whatever they acquired. We can't match what Amazon has offered or what NBC has offered.
What was out there, what had been out there before them matching was their number one guy calling them idiots and talking about how they keep on referencing back to the time, I think about a year ago, when they said, we don't need the NBA.
Yeah, yeah, that was the kiss of death.
That's what's out there. And even if you know you're not getting it, you can try to help change that narrative by saying, look, no, we showed with our money that mm-hmm. we want the NBA.
Yeah.
It just wasn't in the cards.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what it is. And maybe you if you really do want the NBA and you're trying to bring it back, maybe there's an outside chance that they find a way to add a fourth partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, maybe you come to the
you
table
don't have to
say,
be gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be gone now, but not that doesn't mean NBA basketball can never be back on TNT.
Right.
But how it ends could play a role in that. Yeah. Like, you don't want to have to wait out CEOs and presidents mm-hmm. and all of that mm-hmm. stuff to have a relationship again. There's no reason for this relationship to end poorly.
Right.
It felt like you were, at least from an NBA standpoint, and I guess this is easier for me to say, the NBA was prepared for an amicable split where TNT was like, don't leave me. I still love you. And, you know, it's created a bit of a...
Or
there's this weird, like, purgatory, because it's like, well, now what? Because we knew there was a you know, despite the fact it feels like this has been finalized forever, it hasn't been. Mm-hmm. The TNT got this, the Warner Brothers Discovery, they got this 6 days ago. Mm-hmm. There was a window of 5 days. On the fifth day, they made the announcement that they were going to match, and they did all of their paperwork. There's no end now. Mm. It's not like, well, now I still can't get past the NBA has just declined.
It's a no.
The NBA wrote in the contract, hey, you guys have the right to match. And TNT was like, great, I match. And the NBA just goes, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's wild.
We changed our mind. You don't have the right to match. Well, no, it's here in writing. But that's fine. We decline. Thank you. Like, what is next? Like, I have no idea other than the NBA's lawyers are going to call Warner Brothers Discovery's lawyers. And it's like, I feel like NBA's people are just calling going, you know, you can't do this, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we've got the money. Yeah, but you don't have the capabilities.
Right.
You don't have the ability to do what we need. And what makes it worse is everyone knows it's Amazon because of there's probably a lot of interpretive language when it comes to streaming and Amazon and Warner Brothers Discovery. There's nothing to interpret when it comes to NBC. Like,
right.
You can't do that. Right. So you're not matching our deal with ESPN and Disney. You can't match this deal because we've got broadcast television. There's only one that could possibly be in discussion. So NBC's just out here telling everybody, we got 100 games. We got the conference finals. Actually learned this morning, they got the WNBA finals.
The
NBC.
Ooh.
That is massive.
Ooh.
For the W.
Mm.
Yeah, they got the WNBA finals.
That's a good look. That's a real good look.
That's a great look
that
for the league.
That is a real good look. Mm. I wonder how Disney and Amazon feel about this. Disney and ESPN.
About
kind of a little bit of a reduced role. Feels like NBC is coming in as the number one. Now, the ABC still gets the finals. So maybe that's all they're really worried about.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure.
It feels like NBC.
I don't think it. Wow. So, do you think it's because you think they feel like the number one because the amount of games that they have?
Amount of games they're going to get an exclusive on Tuesday when football ends, and they're probably going to get your best.
I think they got the All Star game too.
NBC did.
Yeah.
Mm. And they're probably going to get your best Sunday game. Like they're going to treat that like they did with ABC. When ABC, when they finally went to Sunday, you know what I mean? Football was done.
Yeah.
And they go to Sundays. And you're getting Lakers, Mavericks.
Yeah.
You know, with Luka or whatever the case may be. That's going to go to NBC.
Getting King Celtics.
King Celtics.
Finals.
Preview. Rematch.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, but I think you answered your own question. That's all fun and that's fine. The finals. They're going to ABC.
Mm.
They're going to Disney.
Yeah.
And with the finals comes the Kenny Caraway special, ABC, and you can go over to ESPN News and get shoulder programming, and you can go to ESPN Classic if that's still a thing and watch something else and go to ESPN 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Go to the app and watch whatever you want, whatever version of the NBA Finals that you want.
I pulled this up just for giggles, as they would say.
Do you giggle?
Yeah. HBO Max subscribers. This was something called Flix Patrol. Worldwide, 86.6 million subscribers.
What's the year of this?
This year, 2024.
Okay.
Amazon Prime, 200 million.
So that's. Yeah, it's cool. It's deceptive as hell, but
it is.
It is because no one goes. You know what? I really need to watch. What was it? They had a show that I really liked with Jim from The Office. I can't remember what it was called. It's a fantastic show, but no one goes. I really need to see this, so I'm going to subscribe to Amazon Prime. No, I need toothpaste in 2 hours. So Jack Ryan. That's what it is. Yeah, that show's fire. People are subscribing to Amazon Prime for completely different reasons. Mm-hmm. But It don't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
The numbers say 200 yep. mil.
And if the numbers say 200 mil, the numbers are 200 mil. Peacock's really high too, isn't it?
Peacock is actually really low.
Word?
34 million, according to this website. Peacock is number 11 on the list worldwide. Now, there's a couple that I don't know, like Euros Now.
Prime is one?
Netflix is one.
Netflix has more than
Prime. By a wide margin, actually, too.
Wow.
It's 277 million subscribers.
Wow.
Worldwide. Disney Plus is third. And then Tencent Video. Never heard of them.
That sounds like something terribly inappropriate.
IQLYL. Never heard of them. They're five. And then HBO Max, Paramount, Hulu, Apple, Euros Now, and then Peacock.
That's crazy.
Peacock, the Zone is 22 on the list.
Oh, number 22. Yeah. Oh, 22 million. Like, that's insane.
No, but they do.
Didn't somebody just get knocked out on the Zone this weekend?
Yeah, the guy that I said, where's Drew Down at? Because I told everybody Jake Paul is going to knock this guy out like a bum. And that's exactly what he did.
Oh, it wasn't Jake Paul that I saw do it. It was some other. This guy fell.
No, yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah, the black guy got knocked out.
I wasn't going to point out. I don't know. Oh, Maga Caraway here. I don't know why he had to point that out.
Oh, no, don't
but
do that.
But he's the one who face planted, right?
Yeah,
oh, man, that was nasty. That showed up on my social media.
He was winning the fight, too.
Almost hit you up like, who's this?
I would have been like, I have no idea.
So you didn't know who any of that was? Oh, okay.
That was what they call, I think, Misfits Boxing. Like when they get Jake Paul and them all together. It's like,
oh, so that was on the card?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I definitely know it was on the Zone, so I guess that makes sense.
That was on that card, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
916. I'm sorry. This push notification got my attention. Well done, Bleacher Report. Says Josh Allen's new chain. Oh, that's a nice chain. That's a nice chain. It's a heart. It looks like a heart. Oh. I needed to see Josh Allen's new chain. Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, big dog?
You already? Oh man, just vibing, man, waiting for this what's that, the 1,000th show, bro? That's gonna be crazy though. Yes, man.
Yes, August 21st, yes sir.
Indeed.
For sure. Give me a minute, Jesse. Hey, Kenny, how was your birthday yesterday, bro? Was it good?
It was all good, man. I was blessed, man. I had a good time. Good time with good people, family, and everything, man. So it was all good.
For sure, for sure. I'm just taking it light today, bro. Like, no Kings, no Niners. I guess B.A., you know what I mean, reported. He still won his money. I'm not really mad at him, but he said I'm going to show up. Check it out. Hey, and D-Lo, I didn't know that dude was black, bro. Me and my wife was laughing at that. That song he was just singing. Pour me a double shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
Black bruh.
He was on Beyonce's album.
Bro, I didn't listen. I didn't go that deep into it. I just heard the song and I was like, okay, this is a cool little get, right? The whole time, bro. I thought, listen, I did not think bruh was black, bro. Can you see? It blew my wig. I said, are you serious?
Yeah, man, he out there doing his thing.
Black country, I heard he didn't want to go that deep into him, but
I heard another song that he did. It's cool. I actually like
him, and I think you said this. We'll say this on this show. We won't say it on the other one. I don't like the version of the song we play with the Jaquan beat. It feels like unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but the song by itself, it's a cool record. Like him as an artist, he's pretty dope.
Yeah. He's doing his thing too, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I salute that for sure, man. So
he might be out here relatively soon. Mm-hmm. We're Complex and I were working on some things yesterday. We'll see what happens, but
okay.
We got a couple of things that could be popping off over the next month that y'all gotta tap in for.
Stay with us, man. Come on.
But now. So the gist of the call was he didn't know Shaboozy was black.
Pretty much. All right. Well, the gist of the call is he just wanted to hang out.
No, that's fine. It's vibes. Ain't no wrong with that.
I was thinking yesterday a little bit more about that meteorite situation. And the more I think about it, the more that was just the save face from TNT. They can't match. Because
because
we're talking about the dollar figure.
Show everyone we tried.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it work with the dollar figure, but we wondered why the NBA was so went through with everything with the other partners and all this other stuff, and seemed so confident that it wouldn't fall through with TNT matching. It's because they can't match the streaming aspect of it.
Yeah.
Max, Warner, all this other stuff, they can't match Amazon with the streaming stuff, and they couldn't match broadcasting with the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Warner knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to go out there and do some stuff. And then the other thing about it is that, like, we didn't even pay attention. They started spending money once the NBA was gone. TNT did.
Once they thought they were gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it on the tennis? They get the French Open.
And they got college football.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure maybe they've got another $1.8 billion to do it. But when...
Not according to Bill Simmons, who said they're cash poor.
That was still harsh. That was very harsh.
He might not be wrong, by the way, because that's been the thing is like, what can Warner Brothers really afford to do? Mm-hmm. Well, clearly they got money somewhere, mm-hmm. because they purchased the rights that you just referenced there a moment ago.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the end game for them though? Like matching, knowing that they can't fulfill.
So knowing that the NBA keeps them out, knowing that they can't actually match what's in the contract, but I think you could have saved face by bowing out gracefully.
Maybe.
And this the thing that's tough for me when the one thing that's kind of given me a hiccup in your theory, which I think there's validity to, but I can't get over them starting that third paragraph with the word regrettably And I think if I remember the sentence correctly, regrettably, the NBA has chosen to, you know, do whatever they wrote. Well, it's like, this feels contentious.
Well, it's almost, the way I look at that is, you can say whatever you want because you know it's over. So you can put in little regrettablys and little stuff like that.
Bow out gracefully, man.
Or,
come on, man, you have a 40 year history or whatever, 30 years. Bow out gracefully.
Do you want to bow out gracefully or do you want to say, hey, I tried, we tried.
Everyone knows you tried. Like, hey, we don't have the, like, we're working with Max right now to change the perception of our streaming, you know, capabilities. Like, we'll be in full force for the French Open or whatever they acquired. We can't match what Amazon has offered or what NBC has offered.
What was out there, what had been out there before them matching was their number one guy calling them idiots and talking about how they keep on referencing back to the time, I think about a year ago, when they said, we don't need the NBA.
Yeah, that was the kiss of death.
That's what's out there. And even if you know you're not getting it, you can try to help change that narrative by saying, look, no, we showed with our money that we want the NBA.
Yeah.
It just wasn't in the cards.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what it is. And maybe you if you really do want the NBA and you're trying to bring it back, maybe there's an outside chance that they find a way to add a fourth partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, maybe you come to the
table. You don't have to be gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be gone now, but not that doesn't mean NBA basketball can never be back on TNT.
Right.
But how it ends could play a role in that. Like, you don't want to have to wait out CEOs and presidents and all of that stuff to have a relationship again. There's no reason for this relationship to end poorly.
Right.
It felt like you were, at least from an NBA standpoint, and I guess this is easier for me to say, the NBA was prepared for an amicable split where TNT was like, don't leave me. I still love you. And, you know, it's created a bit of a...
Or...
There's this weird, like, purgatory because it's like, well, now what? Because we knew there was a... You know, despite the fact it feels like this has been finalized forever, it hasn't been.
Mm-hmm.
The TNT got this, the Warner Brothers Discovery, they got this 6 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was a window of 5 days. On the fifth day, they made the announcement that they were going to match, and they did all of their paperwork. There's no end now. Mm. It's not like, well, now, I still can't get past the NBA has just declined.
It's the no.
The NBA wrote in the contract, hey, you guys have the right to match. And TNT was like, great, I match. And the NBA just goes, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's wild.
We changed our mind. You don't have the right to match. Well, no, it's here in writing. But that's fine. We decline. Thank you. Like, what is next? Like, I have no idea other than the NBA's lawyers are going to call Warner Brothers Discovery's lawyers. And it's like, I feel like NBA's people are just calling going, you know, you can't do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got the money. Yeah, but you don't have the capabilities.
Right.
You don't have the ability to do what we need. And what makes it worse is, everyone knows it's Amazon because of there's probably a lot of interpretive language when it comes to streaming and Amazon and Warner Brothers Discovery. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to interpret when it comes to NBC. Like, you can't do that.
Right.
So you're not matching our deal with ESPN and Disney. You can't match this deal because we've got broadcast television. There's only one that could possibly be in discussion. So NBC's just out here telling everybody, we got 100 games. We got the conference finals. Actually learned this morning they got the WNBA finals.
The
NBC.
Ooh.
That is massive.
Ooh.
For the W.
Mm.
Yeah, they got the WNBA finals.
That's a good look. That's a real good look.
That's a great look
that
for
is
the
a
league.
Real good look. Mm. I wonder how Disney and Amazon feel about this. Disney and ESPN.
About
kind of a little bit of a reduced role. Feels like NBC is coming in as the number one. Now, the ABC still gets the finals. So maybe that's all they're really worried about.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure.
It feels like NBC.
I don't think it. Wow. So do you think it's because you think they feel like the number one because the amount of games that they have?
Amount of games. They're going to get an exclusive on Tuesday when football ends. And they're probably going to get your best.
I think they got the All-Star game too.
NBC did?
Yeah.
Mm. And they're probably going to get your best Sunday game. Like, they're going to treat that like they did with ABC. When they finally went to Sunday, you know what I mean? Football was done.
Yeah.
And they go to Sundays. And you're getting Lakers, Mavericks.
Yeah.
You know, with Luka or whatever the case may be. That's going to go to NBC.
Getting King Celtics.
King Celtics.
Finals. Preview.
Rematch.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, but I think you answered your own question. That's all fun and that's fine. The finals, they're going to ABC.
Mm.
They're going to Disney.
Yeah.
And with the finals comes the Kenny Caraway special, ABC, and you can go over to ESPN News and get shoulder programming, and you can go to ESPN Classic if that's still a thing and watch something else and go to ESPN 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Go to the app and watch whatever you want, whatever version of the NBA finals that you want.
I pulled this up just for giggles. As they would say.
Do you giggle?
Yeah. HBO Max subscribers. This was something called Flix Patrol. Worldwide, 86.6 million subscribers.
What's the year of this?
This year, 2024.
Okay.
Amazon Prime, 200 million.
So that's, yeah, it's cool. It's deceptive as hell. But
it is.
It is. Because no one goes, you know what? I really need to watch, what was it? They had a show that I really liked with Jim from The Office. I can't remember what it was called. It's a fantastic show. But no one goes, I really need to see this, so I'm going to subscribe to Amazon Prime. No, I need toothpaste in 2 hours. So Jack Ryan, that's what it is. Yeah, that show's fire. People are subscribing to Amazon Prime for completely different reasons. Mm-hmm. But it don't matter.
It don't matter. The numbers say 200 mil.
And if the numbers say 200 mil, the numbers are 200 mil. Peacock's really high too, isn't it?
Peacock is actually really low.
Word?
34 million, according to this website. Peacock is number 11 on the list worldwide. Now, there's a couple that I don't know, like Euros Now.
Prime is one?
Netflix is one.
Netflix has more than
by a wide margin, actually, too.
Wow.
It's 277 million subscribers.
Wow.
Worldwide. Disney Plus is third. And then Tencent Video. Never heard of them.
That sounds like something terribly inappropriate.
IQLYL. Never heard of them. They're five. And then HBO Max, Paramount, Hulu, Apple, Euros Now, and then Peacock.
That's crazy.
Peacock, the Zone is 22 on the list.
Oh, number 22. Yeah. Oh, 22 million. Like, that's insane.
No, but they do.
Didn't somebody just get knocked out on the Zone this weekend?
Yeah, the guy that I said, where's Drew Down at? Because I told everybody Jake Paul is going to knock this guy out like a bum. And that's exactly what he did.
Oh, it wasn't Jake Paul that I saw do it. It was some other. This guy fell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah, the black guy got knocked out.
I wasn't going to point out. I don't know. MAGA Caraway here. I don't know why he had to point that out.
Oh, no, don't
but
do that.
But he's the one who face planted, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was nasty. That showed up on my social media.
He was winning the fight, too.
Almost hit you up like, who's this?
I would have been like, I have no idea.
So you didn't know who any of that was? Oh, okay.
That was what they call, I think, Misfits Boxing. Like when they get Jake Paul and them all together. It's like,
so that was on the card?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I definitely know it was on the Zone, so I guess that makes sense.
That was on that card, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.